Hello, this is Stuart Pipeline.
Hi, Stuart. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Good. Good to hear. I was just calling to give you some options because we were having trouble processing this month's payment. So you got the notification that the account was suspended, but I do want to let you know that it continues to bill during a suspension. So, because I saw the email that you sent in. So, like I said, I wanted to give you some options. Number one, I can see that they had sent you a notification several times to add us to the Facebook page so that we could start the ads. I don't think that ever had been completed on your end. So
I communicated with them that I can't. So my phone is linked to an old phone number, and that phone is actually in Illinois. And I don't live in Illinois. I live in Hawaii. But I'm actually in South Dakota doing something for my girlfriend's mother's wedding. And
okay.
I have to go to my ex's house and retrieve a lot of things. Like, I got to go get my van, my tools, a lot of stuff. So then I'm flying the van back with all my stuff back to Hawaii. So in the midst of that, I know my phone's there. So all I got to do is basically charge it, boom, pull my Facebook account, and then I can, like, find out what my password is or whatever, recover it. And it's all linked to that phone number. So I can't do anything with the Facebook.
I see. And so
give me 1 second. Let me finish. Since I actually started the service with you guys, I haven't even done anything. I haven't gotten any leads. I haven't done anything with the service. So I don't feel like I should get charged for this month. Or, I mean, I didn't even use it at all, you know. I've gotten not one thing out of Local Splash, and I'm getting charged like $400, $500 a month. So could you guys just wipe this one, this month off, and then, or credit me months when I jump back on when I'm ready? Because I don't even need your services right now because I'm too busy in general. So it's either we, like, just, you guys work something out with me and we do, like, a credit type of deal for a few months, for 2 or 3 months when I jump back on, 3 months or 4 months with you guys, because I think I've been on for 6 months and I haven't used your services at all. So if you guys want me as, like, an ongoing customer and for me to be using you for the years forward, then I suggest we do that. And if not, then we're just going to have to end the relationship here, because right now I don't need any extra calls. I'm not going to need any extra calls for about 6 months because I just sold a large project and guys are going to be busy. No,
okay.
It's great. But I mean, I don't want to throw money in the drain, but also I don't want to, like, not use you guys in the future. So I'm thinking, like, if you guys can hold off and, you know, do you guys do a credit type of thing because I haven't been using you guys, or, like, who do I need to talk to? Are you a manager that can approve something like that? Or?
I can approve something like that, and I am a manager here, but I want to let you know that in the terms and conditions and the voice verification that we have on file, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 5th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So there's a $299 past due balance on the account, and we can't even do any types of adjustments or pauses or anything like that with a past due balance. One thing I can do for you, Stuart, is I could put you into friends and family pricing of $249 and then remove the Facebook ads, and that would lower your past due amount to just $149. And then once you come back on board in the future, you have been with us for 4 months. So you paid for those Facebook ads for 4 months. So that budget will roll over to whenever you get that number and you can get in and you can add us, you know, in the future. You'll still have that $400 worth of Facebook ads that, you know, it rolls over into your account. You just wouldn't have a new budget monthly, if that makes sense, because we would be adjusting your package to $149. Now, once that's paid, you can do a seasonal hold for up to 6 months. So I don't know how much time you need with your new project or what have you, but we could, you know, suspend November, December, January, February, March, and April. That would be 6 months. So you would
Why don't we do the payment of $150, like you said? We'll just do that now on the phone. Right,
mm-hmm.
So I know that I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
And then Why don't I call you guys? Can I get your direct contact number?
Yes, of course, Stuart. I'll text it to you. My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. Will you receive texts on this number, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so I'll send that to you, and then that way we'll at least get you up to speed. So now, for that $149 payment, is it going to be on a different card?
Yeah, I actually don't use that card anymore. I have fraudulent charges. And,
yeah. There's like over $3,000 in random charges, and somebody was using it to buy a bunch of, like, DoorDash.
Oh, no. Wow.
Yeah, I called them. I was like, hey, you guys didn't flag this, and somebody's been ordering like $200 in DoorDash every single day for this and this amount. They're like,
mm-hmm.
Oh, really? I'm like, yeah, just cancel the card.
Yeah,
I let them know about that. Now they like send me all these text notifications and like stores that I'm actually going to, and I'm like, dude, you can't, you're flagging me at like a plumbing supply house, and like, come on.
Yeah.
Let me get my wallet. 1 second.
It's funny how the banks do things these days, right?
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous. They're like, oh, yeah, this guy's definitely ordered $3,000 of food in one
oh,
month.
My gosh. That's crazy.
I know. But I got a new card. Everything's good now, so.
Okay.
Is like 100% no liability, so. They always credit me back money if there's something wrong.
Yeah, because you're gonna get all that money back through the DoorDash if you didn't do it, right? It just takes a little bit of time.
Yeah, they just go through an investigation, figure out what was going on, and then give you the money back.
Yeah, that's good. I like the way they do that. So is it still the same billing address on, is it Umena Street?
Oh, no, I actually moved, so.
Okay.
Are you guys gonna be sending any mail?
No, we're not going to send you another PIN code or anything through Google, so you don't have to worry about getting new mail. This is just for the billing address. I have to have the same address that coincides with the new card.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Here, mm-hmm. You ready?
Yes, go ahead.
So card number is 415417720436960.
9690. Okay. Expiration?
Expiration is January 2027.
Mm-hmm.
Security code on the back is 343. And the zip code on the card is 61111.
That must be an Illinois zip code, huh?
That is. Actually, I changed the zip code, so it's swapped. Because I had, like, weird stickles. Yeah, I made it so it's kind of like, so if somebody tries to use my card, they think it's a Hawaii zip code with Illinois. You see what I'm saying?
I see. That's smart. So what's the rest of the billing address just so that I can try to process this?
No, that's it. 92-1220. Oh, I didn't tell you that. 92-1220 Ultra Mega Echo Nancy Alpha. The street. And then it's Kilo Alpha Perry Omega, Larry, Echo, and then Intense.
Okay. Oh, I see. So it's still under the same billing address. You just changed the zip code. Right? Okay. All right. Let's see if I can get this to process. And if... Okay. Let's see. Okay. I got the green light. So for the Facebook ads, I'm going to put them on pause because we took them off until you get that us added. In the future, when you do that, 400 is going to roll over. Do you want me to put the account on a seasonal hold right now, or do you want to keep it going? I see. Okay. Do you want to do 6 months or 3 months, or how much time do you need, do you think, Stuart?
Well, honestly speaking, it would be 6 months before I finish the project, but I'm planning to hire somebody new, so why don't we do like a 3 month hold for now, and then if I don't find anybody new that's reliable, then it's going to be pushed back to 6 months.
Okay, so What I would recommend is to put it on the 6 months, and then if you do get someone sooner, you can call us and lift the hold. Because if you do it on the 3 months and you forget to call us, what will happen is it's going to start billing you after the 3 months. So I would think that maybe, I could do it for the 6 months and then you would call us. Do you think you would remember to do that though? Because I could send a reminder email maybe in like 3 months, like, hey, Stuart, if you got someone, you could call us to reinstate the account. That way you'll get like a little trigger.
You're right. I definitely should do 6 months. Yeah.
You think so? Yeah, it's always better to put it for the maximum because you can always release it sooner. Now, there's one little important piece of the puzzle, and this will help you in the interim while you're getting the account on a seasonal, is that – hold on, she's texted me something from the other – is that it says that you are eligible for a video verification through Google, so I want to at least get that part knocked out right now. And April is on the other line. She said that she can help you do it. Do you have a couple of seconds just to get that completed so that we can get the Google verification updated?
Yeah,
I think that's been part of your hiccup is they've been trying to contact you regarding that, and you're so busy in between Hawaii and South Dakota and Illinois. I mean, that was probably the last thing on your mind is trying to do that. So, okay, so I'm going to put you on hold, and I'll transfer you over to April, and then she'll pick up where I'm leaving off, okay?
Okay,
all right, okay. You're welcome. Hold on, please.
Yeah, like you're going to dinner.